And it's time to check in on everything that's happening in Woodna. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Keith.
What's happening with the Christmas pageant and Twilight Market? They're not far away.
Not far away at all, about another month or so, and we'll be into the Woodna Christmas pageant and the Twilight Market. This year is a Hawaiian theme, so dust off the Hawaiian shirt and get the hula out, and we're all going to have a Hawaiian holiday in Woodna this year.
On that topic, does pineapple belong on pizza then?
On Saturday the 11th of December, it will. anything goes on Saturday the 11th of December, which is when the Twilight Market is. So big call out to all community groups, businesses and people around Woodna to get a float together. Get the kids together on the float, and Santa Claus will be there in the big red suit, no doubt, and it's the only time he's coming to Woodna this year, so Santa will be there, and the parade will kick off at 5:30, and then afterwards Santa will be there for the young ones to have a catch up with them. At 8:30 you can buy tickets in the Woodna Kindy Car Raffle, so if you want to win a car, good chance to get down there and buy a ticket and support the local kindergarten. You never know, you might drive home in a new car.
It's a Mitsubishi ASX, I understand, $28,000 retail.
That's right. They're not bad. So it's all in aid of a good cause. They're helping fund a new play area at the kindergarten, and been a major raffle this year, a major fundraising effort from the local kindergarten committee. Tickets are selling pretty quickly at the moment, so get in there. Get a ticket, get online, or get down to the Woodna post office and say, Carly, get yourself a ticket, or anybody on the Kindy committee, they're selling tickets as well. Get hold of a ticket and support a really good cause this year.
Undoubtedly a good cause, and the Australia Day Award nominations are open.
Australia Day is coming up just shortly after Christmas. Every year Australia Day rocks around, and we've got nominations close on Friday 3rd of December. We've got nominations across five categories: Citizen of the Year and Young Citizen of the Year if you're under 30. Also looking for community events. So been some pretty good events on, even though some of them have been put off a bit by COVID, but we're still running events. And last year the Christmas pageant and Twilight Market won the community event of the year. But there have been some great events this year that have been happening over the year, and encourage those community groups to put their events in. Also, we want to support our businesses, because without businesses, a bit like your radio station, without businesses, we don't survive. And we've got Business of the Year and also Employees of the Year. So really putting a shout out to those businesses who have got some good employees. If you're a patron to a business and recognise good customer service, maybe nominate that person and say, you know, you really appreciate the effort that they've gone to, especially in this year where we've been having to wear masks and socially distance when we're going to businesses, and some of those businesses have just gone that extra yard.
Splash Pad and Pump Track is closed, is it?
Yeah, not at the moment. Next week or the week after, it's coming up at the end of November. We're having to shut the pump track for about 7 days. Because everybody loves it so much, they give it such a hammering, we need to get in there and do some essential maintenance, and especially paint the surface of the pump track, because the skateboarders have their little wheels have churned it up a little bit, and it needs to be have some new resin put on it, and that resin needs a few days to settle. So pump track's going to be repainted, and as is the splash pad. And the splash pad, as much as it's a loved the painted surface has been worn down a little bit too much, so it needs to be painted as well. So our team of specialists are coming up with their special paints, and they're going to repaint the surfaces at the end of November and have it ready for the rest of the year.
And there's also a TAFE first aid course coming up next Tuesday.
Yeah, really important for anyone who needs to do some first aid training, CPR training, either for your work, or some people need it for the pool as well, getting into the local pools. Next week on the 23rd of November at Woodna, at the Woodna TAFE, there's going to be a first aid course. So if you're interested in doing it, get down and see the local TAFE in Medley Terrace or give them a ring. There's also a whole stack of other courses that are available through TAFE as well. We like to promote TAFE because it's always good to get out there and see how you can upgrade your skills and do a bit of learning. And I think there's a forklift training course coming up next year as well. So get out there, find out what's coming up in Woodna and the surrounding district.
Craig, thank you very much for the update. And this is our last What's On in Woodna for the year. So you have yourself a great Christmas, and we'll catch up again in January.
Not a problem at all, and the same to you.